Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, January 16th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Caucus results, diversity in the FAA, Arctic blast, and your new Miss America. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Donald Trump won 51% of the vote for the caucus in Iowa last night. Ron DeSantis got second with 21.2%, and Nikki Haley in third with 19.1%. Vivek got 7.7% and suspended his campaign last night, and he endorsed who he said is the only other candidate who is America first, Donald Trump. The biggest Iowa caucus victory was in 1988. Bob Dole got 37% of the vote. Again, Trump got 51, and Bob Dole won by 12 points. Trump won by 30. Trump won every county except for one, and that is the county that has the University of Iowa in it. That county went for Nikki Haley. Now we're on to New Hampshire next Tuesday, 1 week from today. The latest poll has Trump at, by the way, the last poll in Iowa, Trump had 48%. He got 51%. Latest poll in New Hampshire, Trump's at 43, Nikki Haley at 30. So double-digit lead, and DeSantis is at 5. And Vivek was at 5 as well. Then off to South Carolina, Nikki Haley's home state. Trump's at 54%, Haley at 25, and DeSantis at 12. We have another airplane mishap, as they call it. A plane was taxiing for departure, clipped another aircraft at Chicago O'Hare on Sunday. No injuries reported. In totally unrelated news, Buttigieg's FAA has a diversity and inclusion website where the agency claims, quote, diversity is integral to achieving the FAA's mission of ensuring safe and efficient travel across our nation and beyond. The FAA says they have goals of hiring PWDs, people with disabilities, targeted disabilities, which include hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, also severe intellectual disabilities and psychiatric disabilities. This now falls under the umbrella of diversity. It's been cold, an Arctic cold outbreak. 95 million people were under weather warnings or advisories for wind chills below zero. Chester, Montana, down to minus 54 degrees. Dickinson, North Carolina, negative 66 wind chill. What? How is that possible? Things start to warm up today, but not much. Your new Miss America is a 22-year-old second lieutenant in the U.S. Air Force and a master's student at Harvard, representing the state of Colorado, the first active-duty Air Force officer ever to win Miss America. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, the great Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, the parallels between Jimmy Carter in January 1980 and Joe Biden 44 years later are spooky. Let's take a look. President Carter could not get inflation under control, and his energy policies led to long lines at the gas stations. That was appalling. Under President Biden, prices for essentials of life have risen 17%. Gallon of gas cost twice what it did. Iran taunted Jimmy Carter by holding 52 American hostages in Tehran for more than a year. Today, Iranian surrogates cause massive damage in the Middle East. Billy Carter, the president's brother, accepted $220,000 from Libya to lobby. That would be close to $1 million today. And we all know about Hunter Biden, who makes Billy look like a common pickpocket. The national media continued to support President Carter despite his dubious record because they loathed Ronald Reagan's conservative posture. In 2024, the press remained solidly in President Biden's camp. Reagan, of course, waxed Carter, leading to years of prosperity for the country. Jimmy was bitter when he left the White House, but history shows that the voters made the correct choice sending him back to Georgia. The nation is now reliving 1980. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Bill Saravenja, Fruitland Park, Florida. Mr. Bill, can you please take a couple of minutes to explain how Iowa and New Hampshire became the bellwether Republican primary states? New Hampshire passed a law. State legislature passed a law signed by the governor. Said New Hampshire has to have the first primary. And if anybody encroached on that, New Hampshire just keep moving it up. So it could be up 2 years before the election. That's number one. Iowa, pretty much the same thing. We're going to have a caucus. It's going to be the first caucus. And the other states, they kind of didn't challenge it. And now it's ingrained in our system. Larry, what happened to the Democratic mantra, no one is above the law, when they were going after Trump? Why does not a reporter ask Biden this? Biden agrees with him that if Biden agrees, then ask him if he'll pardon his son. Biden's not going to talk about pardoning Hunter at all, ever. Until he does it, which he will. Jess Bonneville, Clayton, Ohio. Bill, you compared Michelle Obama's experience to Donald Trump's. Are you kidding? All right. Has Mrs. Obama started and operated many businesses in this country? Okay, Jess, look, I'm a fair man. The question was, what policy experience does Michelle Obama have? And I said, she's the first lady of the United States for 8 years, and Donald Trump didn't have any public policy experience either. That is 100% true. Now, if you want to evaluate the worthiness of a president on what he or she does in private industry, fine. But I'm cautioning people to say, you voted for Trump, he had no public policy experience. That's all accurate. In a moment. Something you might not know.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The 2024 primary season is officially underway. The exposition now moves from Iowa to New Hampshire, where voters will have their say 1 week from today. There is no doubt this will be the nastiest political contest in history. But the USA is no stranger to vicious campaigns as well as a few upsets. Here are the most surprising election results in U.S. history. 1948, President Harry Truman versus New York Governor Thomas Dewey. Pollsters thought Dewey had the race in the bag. Every survey showed the Republican easily beating the incumbent. On election day, however, Harry Truman pulled off the impossible. He received 303 electoral votes to Dewey's 189 and won the popular vote by more than 4 million. 1960, John F. Kennedy versus Richard Nixon. The Republican was favored to win until the first televised debate. The handsome Kennedy came off cool and confident, Nixon nervous and sweaty. JFK won the White House with 49.7% of the popular vote, compared to Nixon's 49.6%, incredibly close. 2000, George Bush versus Al Gore. The electoral stalemate lasted 5 weeks. On election night, the media called the race for both Bush and for Gore. They reversed again, then gave up. In the end, the contest was decided by 500 ballots in the state of Florida, and the Supreme Court made that call. And the biggest upset in American history, 2016, Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. The former Secretary of State was expected to dominate. Every major poll had her leading in most swing states by a 5-point margin or more. The New York Times had the odds of Hillary winning at 92% on election night. By 11 p.m., the race was over. Trump had vanquished Hillary with 304 electoral votes to 227. And here's something else you might not know. The closest election in U.S. history happened in 1876. The immortal Rutherford B. Hayes beat Samuel Tilden by a single electoral vote. Back after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.